Ron, may we have your report, please? Sorry, guys. Go ahead, Ron.
First of all, I want to invite my staff up front, please. WPFW staff, if you don't mind, coming up here to join me so I can introduce you to next week's board. And Jim, please, come forward also. Jim is the chair of our local station board. Tiffany Jordan is our development director.
Hello.
Hi, Tiffany.
Satari Joyner, membership coordinator. I always do that. Membership coordinator. Katia is our music and cultural affairs coordinator. And she's doing a marvelous job. She's only been with us for, about 6 months now? And Mr. Hill, Bobby Hill, is our program director, also doing a bang-up job. So. And Gloria Minot is in there stealing food. That's what I'm talking about, you, Gloria. Wow. Gloria Minot is our public affairs director. Come on up here.
Hi, Gloria.
Two of our staff people are not here. Skia Muhammad, who's our news director, he's at the station doing news. And our operations director is at the station preparing for tonight's activities. You'll meet both of them tonight, though, when you come up to the station. Welcome to D.C. We got some great weather for you. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I know this is a little quick and dirty version of our normal PNB meetings, but you guys got a lot of work to do, and time is of the essence, so we're not going to waste a lot of your time with fluff and stuff. You know, we're going to let you get to work, and tonight when you come up to the station, you can unwind and see our wonderful facility. All right? I'm going to read the statement that I included in your board packets, and the reason I want to do that is because it kind of sets the stage for anything that you guys might want to talk about and any of my staff might want to talk about. And then, you know, we'll open up for questions and statements and anything that you guys might want to know. That's why I wanted our staff here. All right, WPFW is a station in transition. In more ways than one. With relocation on the horizon, we are engaged in preparations to facilitate that that schedule, that move, which is scheduled for 2010. We are also transitioning in programming, operations, and development. Each of these areas are being examined for ways we can improve them to enhance our fundraising capability and facilitate audience growth. In programming, we initiated significant and bold grid changes in an effort to offer our listeners new programs dealing with issues of concern to the community. The new grid includes programs about ex-offenders. And by the way, we're sorry to say that we lost a very, very new and dear programmer to us, Mr. Archie Childs, who was doing the ex-offender program for us. He had been with us about 6 months. Since April. And unfortunately, he passed away two Saturdays ago. Good man, doing good things, and we hope to continue his work. Poetry, even comedy, LGBT issues, classic speeches from the archives, you know, all of these things we're trying to offer our listeners, including parenting, which I'm going to point this out to you because Katia pointed it out to me, the host of our new parenting program. Made one of the local papers, and that's good publicity for us, and of course, good publicity for the show. We'll pass this around, so for those of you who'd like to take a look at that. To meet the challenge of declining income and listenership, we must address programming by providing programs that are relevant, timely, informative, well-produced, credible, and appropriately entertaining. People are much more likely to support shows they attach some personal value to. Now, this will require periodic program adjustments to meet the changing demands of our listeners, and everyone associated with the station must understand and embrace this necessity. In development, our development department is engaged in planning more productive and creative pledge drives, as well as reducing their length. Donor fatigue is very, very real and having greater impact on our ability to raise money using traditional methods. Identifying new sources of revenue on and off air is a major priority. Our local station board outreach and development committee also accepts this challenge and will work closely with our development director to explore new opportunities for off-air fundraising as well as outreach. We are also doing what we can to reduce development expenditures, such as limiting the number of gifts offered, seeking no-cost and low-cost items, reducing mailings and use of telemarketing. Expanded use of our website for raising funds is another method of lowering costs and increasing revenue. And all these ideas are being implemented as we transition our fundraising capabilities beyond the traditional pledge drive model. Operations. WPFW faces some challenges there as well. In recent months, we've experienced some severe transmitter problems. It's now apparent that the station will have to transition itself away from the current transmitter, which utilizes tubes, as soon as possible. Tubes, and when I say tubes, folks, believe me, that's where the transmitter, high-power transmitters are at this stage. There's some new solid-state transmitters that will be coming online shortly, which are infinitely more reliable, safer to work on, and require less maintenance, cost savings. Such a move will ultimately save considerable money on engineering costs for repairs and maintenance. It will also assure signal consistency, which our listeners and staff would truly appreciate. It will be a tremendous step forward for WPFW. We're looking at some ways of funding that transmitter beyond the use of traditional methods of funding. Some of that may be with CPB money from the HD grant. We're asking for a variance on that to see if we can keep the $80,000 that we were issued. If not, we're prepared to consider other options. I've had here before me right now an offer of an organization is willing to give the station $150,000 for equipment purchases and working capital. Just received this today. So these are the kind of offers that are out there that we will explore anything that we can do to save our operating capital. I'm also developing plans to overhaul the entire operations department in the coming months to resolve some ongoing issues in production, equipment maintenance, personnel, and studio capability. We must improve operations to be more effective in the production of news, public affairs, cultural programming, and remote broadcast. More and more broadcast production is computer-generated, and developments in new broadcast technology require WPFW to transition itself and operations to incorporate such new and exciting broadcast tools. We must deliver on these goals sooner rather than later, or risk losing support from dissatisfied listeners, something the station or network can ill afford. And finally, relocation. Our most important transition is relocation. Our lease will expire in 2010. A new home must be found for WPFW. The question needs to be answered, however, as soon as possible, is whether the network is in a position to buy new space or lease space for the station. This issue is of great concern to us because we are aware of the financial constraints that the network is under. But nonetheless, this is a question that must be answered. Our approach to the capital campaign depends on how this question is answered. It is the desire of the WPFW management staff, LSB, and listener supporters that we buy property for the new facility, but we are faced with the reality that Pacifica may not be in a position to purchase now. This has to be resolved, immediately, so we can adjust our capital campaign around those intentions. What we tell potential donors to that campaign is very important. The pitch to contributors must be clear and credible. We at WPFW need the Pacifica board to deliberate the issue of purchasing versus leasing during this meeting, if possible. And how we proceed with our relocation effort depends on these decisions by you guys.